Money in the Bank.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
I'm Sonny Kidd.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is your favorite knockout, Tara.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
This is WWE Superstar, The Miz.
The greatest man that ever lived, always liked the good rack, and you're listening to the greatest rack.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Coming down the aisle will be the former champion, and you'll hear his music.
Did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad.
Where is your savior? Surprise, surprise, he ain't here for you. But you know who is? I am. I am here for you just like I have been every day since I have been around.
With your host,
Dear Kitty, Kitty,
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
All you have to do is believe.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
See you driving around town with the girl I love, and I'll lie, forget you. I'm just a change in my pocket, wasn't enough. I'm like, forget you, and forget her too. Said if I was
I got so excited because I know this song so well. It's one of my favorite songs ever, and I'm getting ready for the big FU, and it's Forget You. It's like, aww.
Gotta keep it clean sometimes on the show.
I know we do, but it's like, I got this big smile because I'm like, it's my favorite song, and then it's Forget You, and it's like, aww.
I'm sorry to, you know, be the buzzkill to say, have it say forget you, because, you know, you like to keep it cool sometimes.
Yeah, you know, Buzz Killington over here.
I know.
But anyway.
I know. Damn me.
Yes. No, we are not entirely PG. Not entirely. Usually by the end of the show, I'm cursing the blue streak. But in the beginning of the show, when everybody actually listens, we're clean.
Hold on.
Anyone.
You hear it now? Let's go. Let's back that up a little bit, just so she can hear it. That better?
There it is. Because it's Thursday night, which means tomorrow's Friday, which means I get to go partying. But anyway, good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Because maybe we should, you know, totally introduce the show. I am the host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is my ever-faithful producer, slash handyman, slash co-host, Sorokin.
That is I. I am here, and we have stuffs.
Yeah. Only the diehards make it through the whole show, yes. And sometimes I don't even make it through the whole show, so.
She lies, she does. She might not remember it, but she does.
I occasionally remember it because I have to get up and go to the work tomorrow morning. So, and that's every Friday morning after doing this show. So I'm usually falling asleep by the end of it. So if you understand anything I say at the end of this show, I am super impressed with you because even I don't know what I say at the end of this show.
Wait 20 minutes and Lindsay Rock sound like a sailor.
I know I do.
Yeah, she does. I hold my cursing back.
Usually by the end of it, I say screw it. But anyway, we have a lot to talk about, including a breaking story from SmackDown tonight, because somebody stole something of someone else's and I have no idea how they got it. So we're going to kind of sort of go into the harebrained theory that we spitballed 20 minutes before the show started, because, you know, I have this constant need to figure out how they got their hands on it, you know, rather than waiting till Monday when they actually explain it. But we're going to do that a little bit later in the show. We're also going to be talking about the IC title match for WrestleMania, how it's going to be a ladder match. We'll fill you in on who's going to be in on it in terms of, well, we may have some updated entrants. But before we get to all of that, we have to do our news brought to you by PWMania.com and TNAsylum.com, the haven for TNA fans.
Yes, yes, we do.
So,
where do you want to begin?
There's not a lot of really big news this week, which is a good thing and a bad thing. Probably the biggest story coming out of the week is that Alundra Blaze, a.k.a. Medusa, was announced as the next entrant into the WWE Hall of Fame. I say highly well-deserved. Congratulations to her.
More deserving than some.
Yeah. Yeah.
The best way to put it. Best way to put it. No, it's cool that she's going in. It was surprising. This one was really surprising.
Yeah, everybody's really shocked by this one, given her history with the company and her feelings on the business. It's really surprising that she's agreed to go in, but very, very cool. So I look forward to seeing her speech. She's been sending out some really nice tweets to a select few of the divas, complimenting them, telling them how much she admires their work, and is just being really kind of sweet about it, so, and encouraging them.
And you could tell some of the girls in NXT are really happy about this because they probably saw her growing up and were like, oh my god, and she's now complimenting them. I know Bailey had a reaction like no other.
Bailey, I heard her squeal from here.
Right? Yeah. So it's cool. Medusa's going in. She's going in as Alundra Blaze.
Yes.
Because that's her WWE name. So that's cool. Cool. Good for her.
Yeah, good for her. And I like that they acknowledged her WCW run, including that really iconic moment of her dropping the title into the wastebasket.
They sort of had to.
They really don't. They can skip over that. Like, they don't have to talk about, you know, they could just say, yeah, she's Alundra Blaze in WWE, and then she went over to WCW and she was Medusa over there. And they show her as Medusa. They really don't have to have her, you know, in that moment. They don't have to acknowledge that. They don't have to show that.
They don't, but they kind of do, because since they've been doing it on the network, they had to kind of sort of bring it up.
Yeah, which I applaud them for.
Me too.
Because that was basically, you know, it's like, hey, we're going to acknowledge our history here, mm-hmm. which is cool. So congratulations to her. Looking forward to her speech. Looking forward to seeing her.
Yeah, should be cool. It'll be interesting to see who actually inducts her.
Yeah, that's a curious thing.
No, there hasn't been really any speculation on who it will be, so it'll be interesting to see who they decide it could be.
Yes.
That is correct. I heard one name, and that could have been Paul Heyman.
I'd be okay with that.
From their time back in the older WCW before she went to WWE.
I'm completely okay with that.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yes. And now we're going to move on to, another pretty awesome thing that WWE is doing, and we were going to talk about this last week, and we forgot to write it down, and then we remembered this week.
Yes.
And that is the WWE Superstars for Hope, which is a charity campaign that they're running off of Indiegogo.com, mm-hmm. where basically they're raising funds for the something.
They're joined WWE in supporting Special Olympics International and Lucille Packard Children's Hospital of Stanford.
Thank you.
This is their opportunity to get exclusive WWE memorabilia, an opportunity to get up and close in person with your favorite WWE superstars in once-in-a-lifetime behind-the-scenes access. There are a lot of perks on this thing.
Yeah, you can donate as little as $25 to get a reward. Basically, WWE and the San Francisco 49ers Foundation are matching.
And they have a goal.
All contributions made to the campaign up to a total of $50,000 US.
They have, their goal is $200,000 for this. They're almost,
and so far,
go ahead.
And so far they're almost halfway there.
Yeah, $98,857,000 they've raised so far. They've already sold out the one and only dream package for WrestleMania 32. The lunch with Triple H has been sold out.
Yeah, what's left is you can, for $25, so we're gonna go infomercial on here. So for as little as $25, you can get an autographed 8x10 photo. By donating $25, you will receive an autographed 8x10 photo of a WWE superstar, diva, or legend. 41 out of 500 have been claimed. By donating $50, you will receive a WrestleMania 31 t-shirt and an 8x10 photo of a WWE superstar or diva. 74 out of 500 have been claimed. At the 150 level, you get a personalized voice message from a WWE or NXT superstar, diva, or legend.
Hold on. Think about Bo Dallas being your personal voicemail message.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
Anyone got $150 pony up for this?
No, I want the 350 level.
Okay, what's the 350 level?
350 level is a personalized birthday video.
God, she wants one from Bray Wyatt.
I want him to sing me happy birthday. That'd be awesome.
Well, there's 18 more left. You could, you know.
Yeah, I have $350, but I'm not going to do that.
That would be really, really cool.
It would be really cool, but yeah, I would get totally yelled at if I did that. At 500, you get a signed WrestleMania 31 jersey. For 750, you get a signed NXT championship title, and it's signed by Seth Rollins, Big E, Bo Dallas, Adrian Neville, Sami Zayn, and Kevin Owens. Basically, so all the NXT champions.
Yeah, basically every NXT champion there's been.
For 2,500, so we're going up into four figures now, you get a exclusive two-day NXT experience featuring a tour of the WWE Performance Center in Orlando from, well, one Bill DeMott, and a meet and greet with select NXT superstars and divas. You also will create your own promo with the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, baby, and attend an NXT taping at Full Sail University.
That right there, doing a promo with the Dream, baby. Yeah, that's kind of worth it.
Maybe he could finally teach me how to talk.
Maybe.
For $3,000, you will receive the following titles signed by WWE Superstar John Cena, the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, United States Championship, and the Tag Team Championship. For $8,000, you will receive lunch and a backstage tour of Monday Night Raw or SmackDown in your town with a WWE Superstar or Diva. You'll also be interviewed by Renee Young for the WWE app, receive a photo in the ring, and two premium seats at the show.
That's pretty cool.
See, the 31 Ultra Package is sold out for $10,000. Right? You will receive, it's the Big Four pay-per-view VIP package. You will receive two premium tickets to SummerSlam, Royal Rumble, Survivor Series, and WrestleMania 32, as well as a backstage tours from a WWE Superstar or Diva, and two official event chairs. Travel and accommodations not provided.
So you gotta get yourself there.
Yeah, you gotta get yourself there.
But you get primo seats for $10,000?
Right? For another $10,000, you get a signed WWE Championship title from Vince McMahon, Stephanie McMahon, and Triple H.
Ooh.
You can get a backstage tour with Roman Reigns for $10,000.
Yay!
For $12,000, you get a one suite for 10 people to WrestleMania 31 at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. Following a private lunch with a WWE legend, you will be treated to a backstage tour of WrestleMania with WWE superstars or divas. This package also includes autographed WrestleMania merchandise.
You got till the 15th to get this one done because, well, WrestleMania is coming really, really soon.
And you also have to get yourself there and get your own hotel. So they have a lot of really cool available stuff. You know, they have, some of them are only one of one. They have 5, they have 10, they have 500. Like I said, you can donate as little as $25 to get an autographed photo, but I'm sure if you want to donate 5, 10, whatever.
You can donate whatever, but for perks, it starts at $20.
Yeah, so it's definitely a worthy cause. Like I said, they are matching up to $50,000. So basically, if you donate $25, $50 actually gets put in. So it's a very, very cool program. Everybody go check it out, donate.
Go to indiegogo.com/project/WWE-superstars-4-hope for more information.
Yes. And, well, I don't really have a transition for this, but I think we need to talk about some new movie stars.
Then if you don't have a transition, I have a transition for you.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
Very exciting news. I'm going to star in the WWE Studios and Lionsgate action thriller. It's called Interrogation. My character saves the day, just like I save the day every week on TV.
I love you, Lana, so much. Yes. In case you didn't realize, that was Lana, and she will be starring in the new WWE movie Interrogation with, well, one of our favorite guests, Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Edge.
Yeah, he's going to be in a brand new movie, and, well, listen to him. Maybe. Here we go.
Hey everybody, it's Adam Copeland, aka the Rated R Superstar Edge, and I'm here to tell you, hot off the press's brand new news, that I will be starring in the brand new WWE Studios Lionsgate film called The Interrogation. I play an interrogator, Lucas Reed. All I can say is this movie is full of explosions, gunfights, interrogations, bar fights. It's kind of got everything. It's a thriller, and if you want to find out more, go on WWE Studios Twitter or Facebook, and we'll let you know what's going on there. But be ready!
All right, so Edge and Lana in the same film.
So I wonder if he's interrogating her.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
This is going to be cool.
This is gonna be cool. I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Yeah. So yeah, make sure you, and I think Sam said it on Tumblr. Everyone's gonna be like, wait, Lana can speak English?
Right?
What?
She's gonna have to drop the Russian accent, which should be interesting.
Unless she's a Russian spy in the movie.
She could be.
Keep
she
her character.
Well could be.
Keep her character and make her use the Russian accent.
Lord knows she can do any kind of accent you want her to do, so.
Yeah, she can. If you haven't, you don't follow her on Instagram?
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah. But speaking of, you know, exciting projects, and while Canadians acting, Edge is not the only movie star with a new movie coming out. It seems that Chris Jericho has announced that he's going to be in the epic follow-up to Sharknado 1 and Sharknado 2. That's right, he's going to be starring in the new sci-fi film, Sharknado 3.
Apparently Mark Cuban, you know, the Dallas Mavericks owner from Basketball and Shark Tank, he's going to be playing the President of the United States in this movie.
God help us all.
Right? So, cool, Chris Jericho filmed the scene for Sharknado. That's
pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome. And interesting. Sharknado, never seen Sharknado, never will see Sharknado. But that's besides the point.
It's the concept that worries me, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. Totally with you. But yeah, Chris Jericho and Sharknado, it works for him.
Yes.
One little thing we might forget to mention about the Hall of Fame, even though it's going to be on the WWE Network on Saturday, right before, when it airs live, you can catch, if you don't have the WWE Network, and if you don't, that's a shame, you should. It's only $9.99 if you haven't heard. There will be a 1-hour condensed version of the Hall of Fame following Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania at 11 p.m. Eastern, airing 1-hour version of the Hall of Fame. The full version will be on the network, but the 1-hour version will be on USA Network.
We're watching the full.
Live.
So we can hear somebody talk about their mama again.
Yeah, if you don't...
For 45 minutes.
If you don't watch us... Listen, watch us play Cards Against Humanity, so that night we'll probably be playing cards and watching the Hall of Fame like we did last year.
This could be amazing.
You know, our reactions are priceless, so tune in Saturday night, around 10 Eastern. We go in there, talk about stuff, we'll play cards.
Snarky commentary to be had by all that night.
Pretty much, that's exactly what's going to be. I can't wait for it. The Hall of Fame should be, it's always a fun experience. Speaking of the WWE Network, really quick. They're also going to be having 2 episodes of WrestleMania Today live from WrestleMania Access, hosted by Renee Young, which is cool.
Ooh.
You know Renee Young, who has a boyfriend named Dean Ambrose. In case you weren't aware, internet. In case you weren't aware. She has a boyfriend.
Yes, she does. Renee did an interview this past week where she did, in fact, confirm that she is dating the lunatic fringe, Dean Ambrose, much to the chagrin of many of his fangirls.
They're all heartbroken on Tumblr.
They are all
And Twitter and Facebook and everywhere you want to go. But anyway, they're doing more WrestleMania today, which is cool. I think they're doing 2 of them. They're going to be live for the Hall of Fame. Renee Young's hosting the red carpet, too. They're doing the red carpet again, which is awesome.
Oh, that should be entertaining.
So, get ready. Lots of stuff WrestleMania weekend. But yeah. Dean Ambrose and Renee Young are dating. Oh my god!
Something that we all kind of already knew.
So now she can go on Facebook and change her status in a relationship with...
Right? And when he actually gets Facebook, he can confirm it.
Exactly.
But speaking of being confirmed, it has been confirmed that next week on Monday Night Raw, aside from, you know, somebody having somebody else's thing and somebody else may be forced to show up, that Wiz Khalifa will be guest starring this coming week on Monday Night Raw, so should be interesting.
He'll be performing on the show. A medley of songs.
Is he performing the official WrestleMania theme? Maybe?
I don't know.
Maybe? I don't know. Possibly. He's going to sing.
He's doing a medley of songs. That's all I've been told. A medley of songs. I don't even know who's doing the official WrestleMania theme.
They have like six!
I know!
You can't even keep it straight. I know he does like one with Iggy Azalea, but there's like the other one that they play in the commercials that I don't think is him.
No, Rise by David Guetta? Something like that. And Kid Ink are the two WrestleMania themes, so he's not actually official WrestleMania theme.
But they're using one of his songs, I think.
No, I don't think they are. I don't think they are for this. I don't know.
No.
Maybe, I don't know.
If he's showing up, then he's probably affiliated in some way, shape, or form, so we'll just have to see, because they usually have like 20 WrestleMania themes.
We'll probably
so.
Be in a video package like Legacy was last year.
I was like, should save that for this year. Just saying.
Just pointing this one out, because, you know, somebody has someone thing, which we'll talk about later.
Yeah, we are totally going to talk about that later. Just one last quick note before we go to break. It was quietly announced that Jane Geddes...
Total Divas fame
for like one episode, who was under Triple H in the talent relations division, has left WWE.
Yeah, she was let go about 4 to 6 weeks ago on a Friday, and no one sort of knew, and just sort of been put out there now.
Yeah. So, she, for those of you that aren't aware, she was in the spot that Mark Carano was in, or is in now, and then she was promoted.
To work under Triple H.
And then she left. So, nobody really knows what happened, nobody's really sure, but best of luck to her in her future endeavors as she moves forward. And on that note, I say we take our first break of the evening, and when we come back, we're going to talk about last night's exciting NXT, including the main event, hashtag give Divas a chance, Charlotte and Sasha Banks. You don't want to miss it, so you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. And there's people out there that you down because they're crying the blues. Yeah.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
It's boots to asses time.
From the big returns.
You gotta be kidding me. I see a ghost. Jason Robert. What on earth? I've got chills out of here.
To the shocking moments.
In case you haven't figured it out yet, what I do better than anybody is adapt. Last night was plan A. Tonight, plan B. There's always a plan B.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Rollins just pinned Dean Ambrose after he took out Reigns!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Looking for the latest in all things TNA Wrestling? Then look no further than TNAsylum.com. TNA Asylum keeps you up to date on all the happenings in TNA Wrestling, along with featured columns, full coverage of TNA-related events, and a first look on the behind-the-scenes events of TNA that you can't find anywhere else. Log on right now to the haven for TNA fans, TNAsylum.com.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Wrap right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Woo!
At Wrestling Figure Wednesdays, go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. Yes, woo! And now, ladies and gentlemen, now we are going to jump right into last night's exciting NXT.
And tensions were high last night.
Yes, yes they were, and I like that they're keeping them high.
Yes, yes they, There's a fantastic main event, but first, we have to talk about, well, the confrontation that happened to start out the show, and first, before we talk about it, here it was.
Look, Regal, you're the GM of NXT, okay? I need a match with Kevin Owens after what just happened to me, okay? We have got to find a way to make this happen.
Alex, you can either be a competitor, or you can be a competitor.
No. You did both. I watched you do both.
And look what
happened. I called the match.
And look what happened to me. I faced Cesaro when I was a commentator, and I got destroyed. In fact, I've never competed again since.
No disrespect. I am still in the prime of my career. I have years to go in this place and a lot to contribute. Now, we have got to make this.
You can have Kevin Owens. But you have to make the choice. Do you want to be a competitor or do you want to be a commentator? You cannot prepare to be a competitor with all the preparation on your mind that you have to be a commentator. It's up to you.
Alex, just a couple things. One, you are not as awesome as William Regal, so don't even compare yourself to him.
And never will be.
I never will be. And two, don't you be calling him old.
William Regal can still slap the crap out of your mouth. Sorry.
And he'll smile while doing it.
He'll slap the taste right out of that mouth, son. Don't you worry.
And sip his tea ever so gentlemanly, like, yeah.
Pinkies
out. Because William Regal is a badass mother, y'all. So, interesting promo. Very, very, very interesting promo, I have to say. So it seems Alex Riley is going to be getting back in the ring.
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe.
He's a decision to make. Up first in our opening contest, Tyler Breeze took on Adam Rose. Tyler Breeze did not like the Rosebuds.
No.
He was using his selfie stick to just sort of
send them off.
Shoo, get away, get away.
I was kind of sad it wasn't the original Rosebuds.
No, it wasn't. No.
I wanted to see Gladiator Guy.
Sadly, there was no Gladiator Guy. The crowd was in the Adam Rose, though.
Yeah, Adam got a big welcome back. He was happy. He's in a good mood.
There was a Breeze's gorgeous chant.
Well, that goes without saying.
And then the way I wrote down this match, nutshots all around.
Pretty much.
And then out of nowhere, beauty shot, Tyler Breeze is winner. After the words, he was just fending off the Rosebuds as trying to get to the back. Solid opener. It comes when it needed to do, and it got Tyler Breeze over.
Is it wrong? I feel a little bad for Adam Rose, because it's like, wow, you're now jumping down in NXT.
Right, with his Hulk Hogan NWO style tights now.
Yeah. 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 So, next.
Acer in our chat room goes, poor nuts.
Yeah.
We then heard from Bikas and Enzo Amore.
Guys, the NXT Tag Team Champions, Blake and Murphy, had some choice words for yourselves and Carmella. What's your response?
You talking about Sweet Boy Frosted Flake Wesley Blake?
Yeah, and that Australian kid?
Nah, the Australian kid. I'll tell you what. He got loose cheeks, and every time they speak, I hear bowel movements. They need to wipe the crap off their lips.
And they want to talk to Carmella? They want to address Carmella? No. You talk to us two first. Nobody talks to Carmella like that.
They made me throw up in my mouth.
Because they're ugly and they're disgusting.
Yeah, you baby burped. And that's unfortunate.
They're pathetic pigs, and you two, you need to beat them.
After we become the number one contenders for the NXT Tag Team Championships, we're gonna beat the bacon right off their backs.
Daddy's gonna bring home the bacon. Got you, Mel.
I wanna see them as tag team champions.
I really wanna see them as tag team champions. But a very serious Enzo and Cass this go around.
Kinda sorta serious.
Cass was serious. Enzo was just kinda there.
Yeah. Good stuff. So you know who hasn't been around in a while?
Who?
Alexa Bliss.
That's right.
But tonight, or last night, we heard from her.
Alexa, it's been some time since we've seen you here in NXT. What have you been up to?
Well, since my series of matches with Sasha Banks, you know, I suffered a nose injury. So I just needed to take some time to heal physically and mentally. But I feel I'm in a good place now. And tonight is a very important night in NXT history. Sasha Banks faces Charlotte for the NXT Women's title in the main event. Whether Sasha retains the title or not, I'm gunning for her. It's about time somebody showed the boss who's really in charge.
Strong words from Alexa Bliss.
She's gunning for you, Sasha. Watch out. Her bite is definitely worse than her bark.
That's for sure. Cool to have Alexa Bliss back.
I've missed her. Right? She's so cute.
Right?
She's like a little ball of fluff that can totally whoop your ass.
Pretty much, yeah. Blake Ed Murphy took on Angelo Dawkins and Sawyer Fulton. First, my eyes for the entrance of Blake Ed Murphy.
Oh my god, it's blinding.
It really, really is. It really hurts the eyes. Number two, good to see they repackaged Dawkins. Don't know what they repackaged him to, but...
I didn't get their gimmick.
They didn't, I guess, old school wrestlers? I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
Collegiate wrestlers like the World's Greatest Tag Team back in the day? Or the, yeah, so...
I guess?
I don't know. Match was simple, nothing special. Running Brainbuster Top Rope Splash Combo for the victory, Blake and Murphy are your winners. Solid, simple match.
Mm-hmm. Strong victory for the Tag Team Champions.
Which is what you need. But yeah, so glad to see they got rid of the stupid thing Dawkins was doing before. It would never get on anywhere.
No, I agree.
Really wouldn't have. Then we went backstage, and, well, we heard from more ladies.
You look great. You got your side pony, your smile.
You're trying to copy.
No. No.
Okay.
Look, okay, I know we haven't really been the best of friends lately, but I want to wish you good luck in your match with Sasha tonight. It's a big deal.
Sasha is the one that's going to need the luck.
It's Bailey.
Ah!
Put it here.
Yang!
Ying!
What's up? You want to go use the bubble machine? Like old times? Do you dance?
Not really feeling it.
Me neither. I was just talking to Charlotte. She has a main event match with Sasha. You want to come sit with me? We can go watch.
You want to watch that match?
Yeah.
The one that you should have been in, but you weren't because you lost at TakeOver? Walking around, give everyone high tens and throwing out headbands and hugging people. It's just like you. No, it's cool, though. It's cool. Like, I mean, look at me. I did the same thing when I was at Raw, being really nice, and look where that got me. Back here at NXT. Just something to think about.
Huh. A new side of Emma is coming out. A bitter side.
Just a little bit.
That being said, I like that they're having the girls talk up the importance of the main event tonight, or last night.
Yeah, they're making it seem like a big deal, and that's pretty awesome, because it is a big deal.
It is a big deal, and they're in the main event, so it is a big deal, and you can tell all the girls want the belt. Which is, you know, what you want, basically. We then had Baron Corbin take on Tony Briggs. You know the drill. Corbin dominates, wins longer than normal. Pretty much, right?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, not anything shocking.
No, Kevin Owens was at the announce table. He was staring down Riley. Owens took Riley's water and dumped it all over him, and then they had a stare, you know, face to face. Oh my God, I'm going to hit you, but I'm not going to hit you. And Albert was pulling him back, and Riley was screaming.
Yeah, so Riley doesn't have a happy.
Riley does not have a happy, and we'll hear from Riley here in a minute. Before we do, speaking of someone who doesn't have a happy, that'd be the former NXT champion, Sami Zayn.
Zayn.
Hey guys, this is Sami Zayn, and as you could tell, I'm not in Abu Dhabi anymore. I'm back home here in Montreal, Canada, and the tour went great. Abu Dhabi was great. And in my very short time away from NXT, just these past few weeks, I can't help but notice and feel like the landscape of NXT is changing dramatically and in a hurry. You know, new faces like Solomon Crowe and returning guys like Rhino and the Brian Kendrick, a new number one contender in Finn Balor, you know, new champions, Sasha Banks, and of course, at the top of the mountain is Kevin Owens. And I'm sorry that I'm not there in person, face-to-face, to tell you guys this. But today is March 1st, 2015. And today marks my 13-year anniversary in this industry. And for the first time in 13 years, I feel like I'm not mentally prepared to be there right now. And, you know, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm walking the streets of Montreal, you know, 2 a.m. You know, I came home to get some perspective, because this is where it all started for me. This is where the story of Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens started over a dozen years ago. So I haven't watched the footage back from NXT Rival just yet. Conclusion to my match with Kevin Owens, but I plan on it. And when I do, maybe then I can put into words what I plan on doing to Kevin Owens when I come back.
An interesting promo from Sami Zayn.
He's not happy.
No, he's not. I will applaud him for keeping his composure.
Yes. I'd love, see, when they do promos with Sami, I like them, because he's actually, you know, being filmed on a camera that's not a camera. And he's in the streets. It's kind of different and unique, and it's awesome. It's very real.
Yes.
He's just like, you know, he's letting his heart out, spilling his guts.
Yeah, and again, liked how it was shot, liked how it's very personal, it's very intimate. He's clearly not in a studio. He's just like, hey, I gotta go record this real quick for work, I'll be right back.
Pretty much. And I like that he's probably actually in Montreal because there's snow on the ground.
Yeah.
Or he could have been anywhere in the Northeast. Doesn't matter. Because it's snowing everywhere.
Yes.
God damn the snow. I hate the snow.
Anyway. It's not snowing here.
Then heard from Alex Riley again.
See how that's not fair? I wasn't dressing up Pete. I was out there to talk, and he hit me from behind.
Wait, did you not just see what happened?
No, I didn't. He was talking to me. What?
Look, Kevin Owens is running roughshod over this place, all right? That's it. I quit being a commentator. I want Kevin Owens in the ring right here, right now. Make it happen.
I respect your decision, but you'll have to sign a talent contract.
That's
and I will not give you Kevin Owens until I, do you understand that? I think you're ready.
What are you laughing at?
Well, it's got you and Kevin Owens. Give me a break, Riley. Come on. The only person to ever do anything to Kevin Owens is me. Look at the scar on his nose.
Yeah, what
was that from? It was from me. It was from me.
Alex, you'll get Kevin Owens when I think you're ready.
That's fine. Because next week, I'm starting with you. And I'm kicking your ass.
That was some intensity from Alex Riley.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Regal saying, I'll give him to you when I believe you're ready.
Regal putting his foot down.
An authoritative general manager looking out for its talent.
Yes.
Original concept.
Hey.
Good stuff there.
Very good stuff. Very enjoyable. Again, they're keeping the intensity. They're keeping everything up. Pretty awesome.
Bull Dempsey, Solomon Crow. Dempsey dominates Crow after Crow's early attempts. Dempsey moved out of the way of the headbutt. Or I should say, Crow moved out of the way of the headbutt. Crow hit a running knee for him, and I guess some sort of assisted headbutt from the ropes. Didn't look great. Solomon Crow is your winner. Solid match. Bull Dempsey's on the fall. Crow is on the rise. I did not like the finish.
Yeah, it was just okay. I wasn't overly fond of this match. You can definitely tell that Bull Dempsey's stock has dropped.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. Then we had our main event. And what a main event.
Oh my god. This was amazing.
NXT Women's Championship, Sasha Banks taking on Charlotte. Sasha kept trying to escape from Charlotte early on. She even tried to leave at the championship. Charlotte was able to lock in a figure four. Sasha was able to escape. Then we came back from break, and Sasha took over this match. She locked in a crossface, then two crucifix pins. Charlotte kicked out. Charlotte powered out, dropped Sasha. Charlotte went for a moonsault, landed on her feet, went for that flip thing. But Sasha got her knees up, and then Sasha, just double stomped her in the corner. Stretched her across the ring post. He was aggressive with a double knee backbreaker and then just pulled back on the neck of Charlotte, bending her back and trying to make her submit. One, that shows how flexible Charlotte is, and two, that shows how unique of a moveset Sasha has.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Charlotte was able to escape, but Sasha took back control. Bank statement, Charlotte tries to roll through, but Sasha rolled her back through again. Charlotte finally escaped, tossed her Sasha out of the ring. Forearms and chops, hits a neckbreaker, hits a spear for a two count. Sasha countered Charlotte and dropped her with a faceplant. Sasha went for the figure four, Charlotte countered. Charlotte went for the figure four on the ring post, which was awesome. She then went for natural selection from the top rope. Sasha held onto the ropes, then pinned Charlotte, putting her feet on the ropes. Sasha wins.
Yes.
Great match.
Awesome match. I want more of these.
These women were awesome.
They went out there, they kicked ass, they took names, it was great.
Yeah, they did. This was awesome. Great match. They delivered. They were in the main event. See, the thing between a regular match and a main event match, this was a main event match.
And you get 30 minutes, and they filled 30 minutes.
I don't think it was 30. It was like, felt like 15 to 20 to me.
I think it was closer to 30.
Could have
been. With entrances and everything.
With entrances and everything, it may have been. This was really good. They took a lot of time. They developed, they told a story. And it's like, you could see the pain on Charlotte's face as she was trying to escape.
Yes.
And it was just great storytelling. They didn't do a lot, but they told a story in the ring. It was great.
It was wonderful. More?
More of this. Each and every week, I'm impressed more and more with Sasha Banks.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Charlotte was good. This Charlotte sold a lot in this one. A lot.
Yeah, Sasha looked at her best.
Charlotte made Sasha look really, really good. So props to both women.
I would agree.
It was announced on March 25th for the NXT Championship. Finn Balor challenges Kevin Owens.
Ooh.
That's gonna be good.
Can't wait.
That's
seriously.
Go ahead.
That's gonna be awesome.
I can't wait for it. It's gonna be awesome. Epic. It's coming. They go about 30 minutes. That's gonna be really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. That's the NXT report here on the rack.
That is the NXT report. So, we're gonna take our second and final break of the evening, and when we come back, we're gonna be talking about the thing that happened tonight on SmackDown. That's right, who stole who's what, and who might be showing up on Monday night. We're gonna break it down for you, let you know what happened, and also we're gonna be breaking down the IC title match for WrestleMania. We'll let you know who's going in the ladder match so far. We also have Tweet of the Week, so you don't want to miss that. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. Woke up, see my life in the shade, nah, it's not quite. Hustling every day, I'm on my way to that shop like. It's my destiny to be bigger, yeah, I got fight. And all that visions are sitting high on my own gold throne. Never listen to criticism, I build my own from the bottom. Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra, weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply DaBomb.com.
This is Cigarette Butts and Bandanas.
Anyway, with that being said, you've been listening to Cigarette Butts and Bandanas.
Wait, hold on. Let me.
Why do you always get to end it, goddammit? You are the producer, goddammit. You're
Shut
not
up.
The host of the show. Will is the producer.
Shut up.
Producer of the show.
Shut up. For the trunk, Rob Parks.
Why does Rob Parks do it? We waited forever to Rob come, for Rob to come back, and now you're not even going to let him have the outro?
Okay, let Rob.
Okay, come on. I dressed up for this show. God damn it. You know how hard it is to find a wife beater in my size? For William H. McConnell, and for, unfortunately, the lone jobber, and for the lone producer who doesn't do really much.
Oh, wait,
I am your host with the most, the godfather of extreme, Big. Wow.
I
insult myself real bad. Wow. All right, when everyone was listening to that, forget about it now. Forget. Wow.
God damn it, Jobber.
What'd I do?
I'm Rob Buzz, your Godfather tree, for whoever the hell Big Daddy Ace was. Ace!
Whether you're a badass, a godfather, or something in between, the answer is Cigarette Butts and Bandanas. Live, midnight Eastern Time, or as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
See, I just can't stand.
And you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
That really move him. I said chill. I'm here to show the world. I'm here to show the world.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And now we're going to do a little something we like to call Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter. Until I found Twitter, ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more, it cannot wait, I'm sure.
So I will start.
As always.
As always. As I hit the wrong thing. Come on, Twitter. Alright. I don't have a lot, and I probably stole some of Rock's, so...
Like she does.
The Miz and Maryse. I would like to address the commercial that just aired on Raw. For the record, I am the leading man in my household, right, Maryse Ouellette? To which she responds, yes, that only happened once, and he was stressed. At Mike the Miz is the leading man in this household, hashtag Big Mike, wink face. To which the Miz responds, that never happened, hashtag Big Mike, hashtag Strong Mike. Oh my god, Niagara. Those tweets brought to you by Niagara.
Yeah, yeah.
Dolph Ziggler, nothing hotter than a babe reading, as long as it's not my browser history. Hashtag National Book Day. And that's all I got.
You didn't steal any of mine, so that's good.
Sweet.
Corey Graves. Dear Ronda Rousey, you make my heart skip a beat. I think it's love. Or fear. Yep, probably fear. Probably fear. Good luck tonight. Renee Young was asked the question, do you plan to wrestle at some point? She replied, me better at the words. The Jim Cornette. breaking news. Jim Cornette is still fully in charge of JimCornette.com and encourages you to buy his fine merchandise. Hashtag branded a goof.
Shill it, Jim. Shill it.
Or taking a shot. Either way. Because this one's a shot. Jim Cornette. When stupid...
Two birds with one stone, man. Two birds with one stone.
When stupid people play with pyro and ballyhoo, they get burned. Or conned. I heart you, Jim Cornette, for this. It's awesome. Stephanie McMahon. Good luck, Ronda Rousey. If you want, I'll dump a nice bucket over your head after your win tonight and return the favor. Hashtag UFC. Noelle Foley. If you say open backwards out loud, it kind of sounds like nipple. It does. Lenny Leonard. I can't wait until she headlines a WrestleMania. Hashtag Rousey. Tyler Morrison. Bruce Buffer's secret. He passes a kidney stone the size of a jawbreaker before each fight. Hashtag UFC 148. Ryan Rosillo. Random big dudes in gym need to stop saying they could take Ronda Rousey. Because you're all going to get your ass whooped. Tyler Morrison. Ronda Rousey didn't even have to take the curlers out of her hair for that fight.
Does she ever?
Good point. Angry Marks. What's next for Ronda? Have a beer and a steak, cash or check, wait for the next poor sucker who wants to step into her octagon. This is very true.
Essentially, yeah.
Paige sent this to Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey, marry me, you complete badass. 14 seconds. Ha ha, wow. JBL. Rowdy Ronda Rousey is now getting an invitation to join the APA.
Nice.
Becky Lynch.
Look it.
Right. Becky Lynch, that was faster than a Baron Corbin match. Hashtag UFC 184. Bruce Arthur, from what I can tell, Ronda Rousey is in tune with the attention spans of today's internet. Chris Sam Roberts tweets, I just watched Ronda Rousey's entire fight on an Instagram video. I want to marry her.
You're married, Sam.
Oblivious Vince. So if a women's match lasts 30 seconds on Raw, you all complain, but 13 seconds for a UFC women's match and it's awesome, you internet fans. Jim Cornette. Who woke up this morning owning the smell of their own brand? Oh, Jim. Scott Stanford was asked a question. Have you been scanned for WWE 2K16? I'm in WWE 2K20. Fake ESPN. Jaguars apply franchise tag to Chad. They're one fan. Three-man booth. At least R-Truth remembered that he has the fear of heights, and to a lesser extent, spiders. WWE creative-ish. The craziest thing about Dean Ambrose is that he always seems like he's chewing gum, but there's no gum. There's no gum. Scott Stanford. Jon Stewart starring in Welcome to the Family, Jules. Tonight on Raw. John Stewart doesn't go into freeze tag like everyone else does when they hear entrance themes. He's immune. And Landstorm, that tank top looks a little bit cleaner. Maybe the first of the month is laundry day for Luke Harper. That's Tweet of the Week.
Well, that's a good transition because speaking of Luke Harper, we're going to be talking a little bit about the IC title match later on, but we have to touch on something else that happened on SmackDown. Something really unexpected, something I'm trying to figure out how nobody who posted spoilers mentioned. Because, well, if you read spoilers like we do, then we knew Bray Wyatt had a promo tonight. And it's like, oh, okay, it's just going to be another Bray Wyatt promo talking about the Undertakers. Nothing's going to happen, right? Because nothing's been happening for the last few weeks. So, you know, we're sitting here, we're watching SmackDown. It's all perfectly normal. They recap what happened at Fastlane. They talk about, you know, what happened on Monday where Bray lit the casket on fire. And then we go right into Bray's promo, which, you know, hey, yay, it's boo-boo.
You want to hear from Boo Boo first?
Yes, let's hear from Boo Boo.
Undertaker, your reckoning at WrestleMania, boy. yet you still refuse to answer its call. But I have something. Something I think you can relate to. And this Monday night on Raw, I will unleash its spirit. Because not even you can outrun your own fate. Rise, dead man. Rise.
So, what Bray is referring to, and again, I have no idea how nobody put this in a spoiler, is the item that Bray Wyatt has is Taker's urn.
Which you all can see on the very expensive technology yes. screen right now on Wild Talk Radio on AccurateNewsShow.com.
On the technology screens. How Bray Wyatt came into possession of Taker's urn, nobody has any idea. Because at last check, the urn was still with Taker.
That's what we assumed.
Yes, and upon further investigation and my, you know, wild frenzy of the fact that my brain was, like, completely spinning after SmackDown tonight, it was, oh, hey, Taker didn't have the urn. Paul Bearer's sons had the urn.
Now, to show you what we do care about the show for, we do research.
We did do research.
We went to WWE Network, looked it up, just to make sure. We saw which son had possession of said urn, just to make sure we had our facts straight for the show.
Yes.
Dedication, folks.
Even though we don't know which son is actually which.
That's beside the point.
That's beside the point. But basically, it was the question for a good half hour or so was, how did Bray Wyatt get hold of the urn?
So I ask you, listener, do you know?
Is anybody out there, we're going to do an impromptu question of the night for, you know, anybody and everybody listening, come into the chat at wildtalkradio.com. Let us know, how do you think Bray Wyatt got hold of that urn?
And we already have a response. Kane.
Thank you! See, I'm not alone.
Did I ever say you were?
No.
Okay.
But just confirmation?
Yeah, well, he don't count. Anyway.
Who is it?
Who do you think?
Hi, Kane Kittens!
If I'm taking a shot, you know. Might as well know who it is. You kind of should figure out who it is.
Hi, Kane Kittens! See, he agrees with me. Hashtag favorite.
I did agree with you.
Dude, you need to take a day off. 500 days in a row is not healthy. Or legal.
We may need to call some people. Anyway.
Yeah.
Besides point. Another thing in the chat from a random person says, his wife. That's possible. Because, you know, there are situations where those people in certain bodies interacted, not characters, but body types.
Same vessel, different personality. That's what we'll go with. Anybody else? Anybody else? Okay.
We'll see with anyone. You can tweet us too, or whatever. Anyway.
Yeah, you can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, and or at Lens Ward.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Anyway.
Yes, we'll figure it out. We'll keep going. But we're gonna go with...
Also, Sarah, cause she got a divorce. Not if Taker had it at the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it was at the Hall of Fame, so Sarah wouldn't have had it. But we did actually spitball Sarah, and we couldn't find any logical reason for her to have it.
Yeah, the only reason we brought up Sarah is because we watched a match the other night, or last night, that sort of involved Sarah. Not really involved her, but correlated at some point with Sarah.
We watched the Buried Alive match between Taker and Vince when Taker was badass Undertaker. So
yeah, and Vince bled like...
a stuffed pig.
Yeah. Anyway, we're getting off track.
We're getting totally off track. Anyway, back to the topic at hand, which is who could have given Bray the urn. We're gonna go with Kane Kitten's choice, which is obviously Kane. it makes complete sense that it would be Kane that would get a hold of the urn for Bray. Bray kidnapped him. There could be some kind of deal in place where Kane traded his brother for himself, or that was the point of Bray going after Kane all along, was to try to get to Taker, and he did not succeed that way. And so he used Kane to get to the urn.
It's possible.
It's entirely possible. Another theory is that the urn was at WrestleMania last year, as was Bray. It could have disappeared in the fray of Taker going to the hospital. And just Bray casually picked it up and walked off with it. The thing is, we don't know how long Bray's had the urn. We don't know where he got it. But we know what he's gonna do with it.
Now tell the fine folks.
Basically, my theory, and this is just my opinion, is that Bray is gonna steal the Undertaker's power and either buddy-buddy up to the authority, i.e. the WWE Immortals game storyline, at least at the very beginning, or he's gonna go against the authority to get ultimate power, which he would see as the title.
Because once you take away the heartbeat of the WWE, the conscience of WWE, as he's been called many, many times by legendary announcers.
Who we've interviewed.
Go to rackradioshow.com and hear it. Ding.
Shameless plug.
Right? It's something where, you know, the championship is one thing, but if you're able to end the legacy of the Undertaker and then become, again, the new face of fear, and have that ultimate power, ultimate control, which was the word thrown about by Triple H on Monday Night Raw, it only makes sense if Bray Wyatt searches for that ultimate power at some point, and what better start than to take out the dead man on his stage.
Yeah, take him out on his stage, but also by eliminating the Undertaker, Bray could do it for the authority as they want him out of the way so they can seize ultimate power because, again, Taker is probably the only person in the company that could stand up to Triple H and Stephanie short of Vince and not face a lot of repercussions.
Correct.
For it. So it makes sense that Stephen Hunter would want him eliminated without getting their hands dirty. And so they would turn to someone like Bray Wyatt to do that.
Right. Now, Bray Wyatt's been wanting The Undertaker to show up. He's done everything. He's sent message after message after message. He's done his entrance. He burnt a casket that he built for The Undertaker with his own two hands, by God. And now he has the urn. And on Monday night, he's going to do something with this urn.
He's going to summon Taker. That's what he's going to do. He's going to summon Taker. Now, whether we see Taker
is a different question. Does he open up the urn and then we see this hologram image of The Undertaker on the screen?
That would be cool.
Are we going to see, imagine Bray Wyatt coming down to the ring, walks into the ring like The Undertaker does, or whatever, gets down on one knee, does The Undertaker pose, holds up the urn, signaling for The Undertaker, trying to summon his presence. Find me, Undertaker. Find me. And then you have a lightning bolt strike down, maybe onto the urn, knocking it out of Bray Wyatt's hand.
Either a lightning bolt or a gong or something to indicate that Bray has awoken the dead man.
Because the dead man has to be woken up. Because he's not clearly responding to the things that Bray Wyatt's been doing. The urn is his most prized possession. Having this, you now have the Undertaker's full-on attention.
Yeah, you're gonna get him to respond really quickly, because for those of you that maybe aren't as familiar with it, which I can't imagine too many people not being familiar with it, originally the urn was the source of the Undertaker's power, and it was also a way to control the Undertaker. Whoever possessed the urn could control him. And they've gone back and done this in the past. They did it in the storyline with Heyman and the Dudleys, where Taker ended up burying Paul Bearer alive in concrete, because it was done at basically with Paul Heyman controlling the urn. So now Bray Wyatt has it in his possession. Now, are they going to hint back to that? Are they not? I don't know. But it's implied that now Bray Wyatt controls the destiny of The Undertaker with said urn. So he could be holding it in WrestleMania. He could just tell him to stand there and take the ass whooping.
He could. Because, and the thing is, Bray Wyatt could now use this as a bargaining chip to get the match he wants. I'll give you back your urn if you give me what I want. I'll return your urn. You give me the match at WrestleMania. Bing, bam, boom. It's a bargaining chip right now.
It is a bargaining chip.
Bray Wyatt knows what he's doing. He's a master of manipulation. He's trying to manipulate the one man who really never gets manipulated, and that's The Undertaker.
Yeah, he just took the mind games to a whole new level.
And it's very subtle and simple, but it's the urn. It's the centerpiece of The Undertaker character.
Yeah.
And it also in Bray Wyatt's possession. Again, how did he get it?
Yeah, that's the big question. How did Bray get it?
Will we ever know how he got it, or he just shows up? I don't know.
I don't think they're ever going to tell us how he got it, unless he himself explains it. But Bray got it through nefarious means, I'm sure.
Like he does.
But the fact that they had this, and they had this, and they knew they were going to do this, and then they just really, sort of very casually and very subtly, just had Bray Wyatt standing there with Taker's urn.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. And it was a really well done moment, because I was telling Rock after Raw on Monday, it's like, damn, they need to do something, because it's like, I'm really super jazzed up for the storyline, and I want it to be really epic. And I know they have a plan. I know they do, because Bray is super focused. So you know that it's going to be good, whatever they're going to do. Because
right.
He's into it. And if he's into it, he'll do some of his best work you've ever seen.
And he is.
And he is.
And he's given us great moments. He gave us a moment at Fastlane. He gave us a moment on Raw. But they've been slow. They've been spread apart, because, well, they got time to build. So you get the little bit here, a little bit there, talking to DeCasca, here's a promo here. But he dropped the knowledge of the urn on SmackDown, which we were blindsided by.
Yeah, and the thing is like in every SmackDown spoiler that I saw, which granted were not a lot, but in the general SmackDown spoilers that were out, they make no mention of Bray Wyatt in the urn.
No. So it sort of appeared and we went, what?
I lost my mind. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. She was all frazzled when we first started talking.
Because it's like, how did he get it? How did he get the urn? I don't understand. How did he get it? And then it was Kane. It had to be Kane. That's the only person logically that could get it to him. And that wouldn't have really any reason in terms of the Undertaker canon. Because Sarah at this point is a moot point. She will not come back.
Wait. So, think about this. Who protects the urn when the Undertaker isn't around?
Paul Bearer's ghost.
The Druids. When he got the Druids, he got the urn.
There you go.
Think about that one logically.
Or he used the urn to summon the Druids.
There you go. That could be too. Because the Druids had to play part. Because now you tie things together and just think. It's like, wait, there were Druids too. They're his guys. They probably protect him. Because the Undertaker can't protect his urn. He can barely get up off the couch.
He just sits with it on the couch and holds it, and he cradles it like a child.
He puts his beer on top of it.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, logically, you could think the spirits, the druids, protect the urn. Since he got to control the druids, he got the urn. I don't know. Something. The theory.
I like it. I still like the idea of Kane better.
Oh, I like the idea of Kane better. It just hit me as like, druids, could be.
Because I always thought that only the Undertaker could summon the Druids. Clearly not. But I always felt that it was like, it wasn't the urn that did it, it was Taker that did it.
Probably.
But maybe it is the urn, but I don't think the Druids protect the urn while Taker's gone. I think that was originally supposed to be Bearer, and then there are certain stories that you read that it's actually passed down father to son, so a part of the story that we'll never know. Because you can technically tie Paul Bearer's real sons to Kane. They would be half-brothers. is who got the urn upon Paul Bearer's death. Who inherited it.
Could have been Cain in general.
Could have been Cain, because he would technically be the eldest. So it would go probably eldest father, you know, father to eldest son, or Cain would have just taken it. At which point Cain would have had possession of it.
And then Brian got it from Brian Cain, and there you go.
Yeah, so there's a lot of ways to tie Cain back to it. It's obviously something we're probably never going to find out about, because they're just not going to go to that level of storytelling with it, but it was a super cool moment.
Yes, it was. And this is stuff we like. We dig into. This is what we dig. This is what we dig, yo.
If you can't tell.
If you can't tell.
But now I'm just going to take a step back, because we're going to talk a little bit about the IC title match, and while somebody else wants to sink their teeth into that, I'm just going to let him take over.
And it's a simple little thing. And it's a theory I had, and I posted it on wildtalkradio.com if you haven't read the blog entry. And it poses the basic general question. Who do the fans get behind at WrestleMania? Because three of the internet darlings, three of the biggest fan favorites in WWE right now, are in this match. And this is no disrespect to R-Truth and Luke Harper and Bad News Barrett or Stardust or even Goldust. The three popular men in this match are Dean Ambrose, Dolph Ziggler, and Daniel Bryan. We all want these men to succeed, right?
Go Luke.
I'm talking about the other three. I'm not talking about Luke.
But go Luke.
Discount Luke for this question, okay?
No. Fine, go Dean.
Okay. But Dean has a very large fan base.
Mm-hmm.
Dolph Ziggler has a very large fan base.
Mm-hmm.
And as we all know, Daniel Bryan has a really large fan base. One of these three men are probably going to win this belt. And at WrestleMania, who does this crowd get behind? Who do you put your allegiance behind? And it's a really tough question. Because we all want Daniel Bryan to succeed and have something. We all want him to be a champion. Whether it's be the world champion, or maybe the intercontinental champion.
I don't agree with that.
Okay, how come?
I want Bryan to succeed. I don't think Bryan necessarily needs something, whether it's a title or what have you, to get there. Bryan is backed by the fan support, and he's to the point now where the Intercontinental title isn't going to do for him what they think it's going to do. It's really below what he did last year. I mean, this is the guy who won two matches at WrestleMania, the opener and the main event, won the titles at WrestleMania.
Right, but if he loses in this match, this is three straight opportunities where he's failed. Think about it like that. He loses at the Rumble, he loses at Fastlane, now he loses this match. He's now so far down the pecking order if he doesn't win.
Yeah, well, no, I wouldn't say that. Because the ladder matches are tricky. He's not taking a pinfall. It's whoever scrambles their butt up the ladder first. And if Bryan doesn't get the IC title, I don't think it's going to hurt him as bad as you think it is. Because they can just put Bryan in a match with someone higher up or on the same level as him, and that'll fix that real quick.
Okay.
I think at this point for Bryan, everybody wants to see him as the world heavyweight champion. Okay. They would accept the IC title, but ultimately I think the goal is to get Bryan back on top and keep Bryan back on top, and that's what people want. I would prefer that the IC title honestly go to either Dolph or Dean. Preferably Dean.
Okay.
Just because he needs to be rebuilt.
We'll get to Dean in 1 second. But would the crowd be disappointed if Daniel Bryan doesn't win at WrestleMania?
Probably, because that's the way they acted at Rumble.
And that's the theory behind this question. Now, Dolph Ziggler, on the other hand, he's very popular. The fans get behind him. They root him on. It's like one of those theories where it's like, do you get behind Daniel? Do you get behind Dolph? Do you get behind Dean? Because Dean, for all of everything, he hasn't won on a pay-per-view in months.
Yeah.
Since the Shield broke up, he hasn't won a big match. So this is his opportunity, and we figured, oh, it's going to be Bad News Barrett and Dean Ambrose at the WrestleMania. It's now a ladder match with 8 people. It's just a theory of, who do you get behind? It's really that simple. and it should cause a lot of debate between people, especially between fan bases. It's like, it's a conflicted fan base gonna be at WrestleMania. I can feel it. Cause you got popular guys, and only one of them can win.
Well, this is the true litmus test for who's really over versus who's not.
Good point.
And you have your three fan favorites in there, so it's who's gonna get the most reaction in that match. That's the question. I think this is gonna be a really good match, but honestly, out of the top three that you named, Dean really needs to win the most. And Dean as an Intercontinental Champion, I think, would be more interesting than Bryan or Ziggler, just because of the way that they're booking Dean is highly unpredictable.
I can go with that. And we're not going to go for prediction sound, but it's just sort of like a theory in my head. It's like, who do the fans choose? Dean, Bryan, or Ziggler?
Yeah, it's going to be really, really tough come WrestleMania night.
So we're about, 3 weeks? 4 weeks away? 3.5 weeks away?
Something like that.
WrestleMania's on the horizon, folks. It's on the horizon.
Woohoo!
With that
Wrestling
said,
Christmas is coming!
And it started good on Monday, even though they had Roman Reigns news. But that's for another time and another place. But I'd say we're done for the evening.
I say we're done as well. So shill stuff.
Okay, I'll show stuff. Check out the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 3, Episode 18, now available on Rack Radio Show and WildTalkRadio.com. Episodes 19 and 20 will be available during the week next week, because there's two episodes, because they're doing a season finale of two episodes. Saturday Night Midnight Edition is CB Radio, The Weird, The Wacky, The Unusual. Follow the show on Twitter at CBRadioWTR, Facebook.com/CigaretteButtsAndBandanas. Check out the website, CBRadioLive.com. Keep calm and blame Rob the merch. Buy it there. Use the hashtag Blame Rob, because he almost came so close to killing Indiana Jones.
No, Rob. No.
Sunday night is Wrestle Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Mason, and Omega. Follow the show on Twitter at WTR Sunday, Facebook.com/Wrestle Talk Radio. Monday night, we're back to cover Monday Night Raw. It's the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Thursday night for another edition of The Rack, live right here along the Amateurs of the Wild Talk Radio Network. You can follow the show on Twitter at WTRTheOwners4Rack, Facebook.com/WTRRack. You can follow me on the Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. You can get us on iTunes, Stitcher, just search out Rack Radio Show or Wild Talk Radio Network. You can get us on TuneIn Radio, search out Wild Talk Radio Network. Catch us live on the go, TuneIn Radio. Go ahead.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitter. Also, please don't forget to check out our very fine sponsors, PWMania.com, TNAsylum.com, The Haven for TNA fans, and Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211.
Also, check out the Figure Mark podcast with Matt Goldberg as special guest, Brian Shields.
Yes, check it out. It's an awesome interview.
Same place, youtube.com/MBG1211.
Yes, go support Matt, because he's amazing. And Brian, because he's also amazing.
Yes.
So for Rock, I'm Lindsay. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye!